Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed, our Friday Road Show, sponsored by Affordable Towing here at Scramblers on Republic and National. And you've heard over the last couple of days in the news that Senator Ted Cruz is going to be in the area. He's actually going to be traveling through the state. Truth and Courage PAC having an event here in Springfield Saturday night, and Senator Cruz joins us this morning to talk about that. And you in Missouri that often? It's not too far from Texas.
Well, Nick, good morning. Great to be with you. No, I'm not in Missouri all that often, but it's a wonderful state, and I'm always glad to be there. I'm glad to be coming back and spending all day Saturday in Missouri and the St. Louis area and the Kansas City area, and then ending the trip right there in Springfield. I'm going to be at Ocean Zen, which is at 4117 South National Avenue. The event's at 7:30, and the doors open at 7 p.m., so I would encourage folks to come out Saturday night, 7:30 p.m., to Ocean Zen.
Yeah, it is. It's a great place, great venue. And we'll talk a little bit about the reason that you're in Missouri. But I do, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about the border, which,
sure.
Boy, it's one of those things. It seems perpetual, constantly talking about it. But we had a period of time. There did seem to be some progress during the Trump administration. Of course, we've seen what has happened since then. I do think that it is, it's sadly laughable that you have Bowser of D.C., you've got the mayor of New York now complaining because some of those illegals are making it into their jurisdictions, and it's just unfair. They can't handle it. They need funds for this. When, of course, you're in a border state and people in those border communities have been dealing with this just constantly. You being down there recently, what's the latest? What are you seeing?
Well, Nick, you are exactly right. Last weekend, I brought a group of seven senators down to our southern border, down to the Rio Grande Valley. I've been down there many, many times. It is by far the worst I've ever seen. It is absolute chaos. We have an open border. We arrived on Thursday night and immediately went out on midnight patrol with the Border Patrol. When you go out on midnight patrol, it's not like you have to hunt for illegal aliens crossing. There's such a steady stream of humanity that within minutes you encounter groups. The first group we encountered was three teenagers traveling alone, 16 and 17. The next group we encountered was about a dozen people. That group was mostly women and children. It included two young girls, both 7 years old, both unaccompanied minors, so neither one of them had a parent, neither one of them had a family member. They weren't sisters, they were just traveling with strangers and having been brought over by the drug cartels. And so many of these little kids who are coming in the custody of the drug cartels, are physically assaulted, they're sexually assaulted. The Border Patrol agents we were with pointed to a spot on the grass a couple hundred yards from where we were standing, where just a few weeks earlier, they had encountered two little girls aged 5 and 6, both of whom had been brutally raped by the drug cartels. And Border Patrol just had to provide medical attention and help these girls who were in really rough condition. This is happening every minute of every hour of every day. And it's happening because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want it to happen. What we are seeing is human slavery. What we are seeing is horrific. We're seeing people being killed. I sat down with ranchers and farmers who showed us pictures one after the other of illegal aliens they found on their properties dead, who died of heat strokes, who the coyotes had abandoned. This is a weekly occurrence. In San Antonio, we had 53 illegal aliens found dead in a tractor trailer of heat exposure, including children as young as 13 years old, essentially cooked in an oven. This is the fault of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. It is indefensible. It is horrific. You can't defend it. Nobody who actually sees this chaos comes in and says, oh, there's a reason for it. And that's why Joe Biden and Democrats won't go to the border, because the human suffering, the misery, the body bags that keep building up are indefensible. It's horrific and it's wrong.
We're talking with Senator Ted Cruz. We've got a number of races here. Our primary's coming up just gosh, I'm a little over a week away. And one of the races, there's a lot of focus on 7th Congressional, and it's one of those that the primary is the election. Whomever wins the primary will be the next member of Congress. And true to form in this area, it is one of the districts where every Republican is the most conservative Republican, whether they are or not. They know that that's how we have to sell it. And there are some that are very conservative, and there are those that are the establishment and so forth. And one of the things that they understand that people, voters, worry about is the border. So they all talk the border. You are going to be up here again for the Truth and Courage PAC event tomorrow night at Ocean's Inn. One of the other individuals that is going to be there is a candidate for that seat. That is State Senator Eric Burleson. He's going to be there as well. What is it people need to know who maybe are weighing the decision? Whom is it that I should support in that primary? Because we do have a lot of people, and they just don't know how to sift through it all. They look to people like you for direction on it. What do people need to know and understand, and why is it that you have, for some time now, supported Eric Burleson for that 7th congressional seat?
Well, sure. I think the voters in Missouri had in this race an easy and straightforward choice, and that choice, I believe, is Eric Burleson. Here's my approach to primaries and elections across the country. I support the strongest conservative who can win. I am on the road nonstop, traveling all across the country. I'm not on the ballot this year, so I'm campaigning for other candidates for the Senate, other candidates for the House, because our country is in crisis, and we need leaders to stand and rise and fight right now. It is, the stakes are higher than we've ever seen. And you're right, in primaries, and this is frustrating. I know this is a Republican primary voter. Every candidate says they're conservative. They all beat their chest. They all claim to be really tough and principled, and it's hard for the voters to sort out and tell who's telling the truth. In this race, Eric Burleson has by far the strongest conservative record. He's been fighting as a principled conservative in the state legislature for years. He's been fighting to defend the Second Amendment. He's been fighting to limit spending. He's been fighting to limit taxes. And listen, there's a reason right now in your district you're seeing a whole bunch of money that is parachuting in from Washington attacking Eric Burleson. There's a reason for that, which is the party bosses in Washington. They don't want strong conservatives. They want Republicans who will just get in line, not rock the boat, and do whatever they're told. That's what the party bosses want. That's not what the people of Missouri want. And the reason I'm supporting Eric Burleson, and I'm also supporting Eric Schmidt in the Senate race, is that I think we need strong, principled conservatives who can win. And I think in Missouri, Eric Burleson in the congressional seat is the strongest choice, and Eric Schmidt in the Senate seat, I believe, is the strongest choice.
Senator Ted Cruz and mentioned Eric Burleson and also Schmidt will be at that event as well. Tomorrow night, Ocean's Inn starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7, the Truth and Courage PAC. And last thing I'll say to you, and I don't know if you know this or not, but of course, as you travel the country and you have opportunities to eat everywhere, and there are Chinese restaurants everywhere, there is a specific style of cashew chicken that was invented in Springfield that you don't really get anywhere else. So while you're here, you've got to order cashew chicken, because it's unlike cashew chicken you've had anywhere else. So that's my one bit of advice to you.
Well, that's good advice, and I don't think I've had Springfield cashew chicken, so I'll try it out.
All right. Thank you, sir. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow at Ocean's Inn for that Truth and Courage PAC. Springfield's Talk 104.1 from Scramblers, our Friday morning roadshow this morning, sponsored by Affordable Towing. I'm Nick Reed.